Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Jesus. right, now, I'm glad to be talking to you about this subject. I know a lot of y'all are working hard on your walk, doing the best you know how, and sometimes you face some of these challenges, and we got to take it time and look at it, amen? You know, if you take a frog and throw a frog into a pot of boiling water, that frog would jump right out immediately. Obviously. So would you, so would I. But it's a scientific fact, if you take a frog and you put him in that same kettle and you very slowly heat it up, that frog would just sit there and sit there and sit there till he boils right where he's sitting. That frog's a whole lot like you and I. If something's bad right away, we can kind of see that. We register that. We get out of there. But a lot of us, we get into a situation where it's just been getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, and we didn't really realize till we get into a terrible situation like, this is crazy. Why am I doing this? Why am I putting up with this? Why am I in this situation? We all have that weird tendency, just like that frog. And all of that reminds me, I don't know, do y'all ever watch these talk shows where they have the people on where it's like, who's the father? You know what I'm talking about? Which you shouldn't be watching them shows anyway. I'm glad you admitted it so I can rebuke you. But they have these shows, and the most awful people on there being awful to each other, crowds loving it. But here's the part I like, is there's always someone stands up and says, I'll tell you what you should do. Now, the show I want to see is where we follow that person home to see if they are following their own advice. I wouldn't let a man treat me like that. I'd drop him. Meanwhile, that brother at her house hadn't had a job in 3 years, not paying child support, but she puts up with him just fine. But she don't have any problem telling this other what to do. See what I'm saying? We have that. And that's the thing, is we can see other people's situation so clearly. But when it's us, somehow it's so much harder to see. Somehow we get so used to what we're dealing with, we just don't see it. I'm the same way. I'm pointing the finger at myself. For many of you, there was a struggle of realizing that you're not meant for the life that you've been living. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'll bet there's somebody in this room that was locked up and somebody came to him and said, you need to stop hanging around us. You're better than this. I'll bet somebody in this room has been told that. You see, we have to understand that God wants better for you. Now, maybe that doesn't compute for you because you think, oh, you know, I done wrong, I messed up, maybe God wants to punish me, maybe God wants me to behave. Went to the jailhouse once, I asked the brothers there, what does God want for you? Out of all the things you can imagine, what would be the first thing God would tell you? You know what they said? They said, obey. That's what God would say, obey. I said, really? You think out of all the things God would tell you, that's all he cares about? Why would he even care if you obey? Why would he care? Do you think it's like a scorecard where he's just keeping track of who obeys? Why do you think God cares about you obeying? If you do the right thing, your life will be less messed up. He wants you to obey because he loves you. Obey is second. Love is first. He's only telling you to obey because he doesn't want to see you suffer. You understand? But if you have it in your mind that it's about obey first, you follow me, and God's keeping score, you don't think God wants to have something better for you. But right now, everyone in this room, God wants better for you. Let's look at this verse to illustrate my point. This is Ephesians 5. At one time, you were in the dark, right? Okay. So he started off on the right note with us. But now you're in the light because of what the Lord has done. Right? He's not saying you're so straight that everything's perfect. Because God come in and make some changes, right? So we're with him so far. Like children, live like children of the light. The light produces what is completely good, right, and true. That's what we want to be. Find out what pleases the Lord. And it's not obey either. Have nothing to do with the acts of darkness. You know what he's saying there? He's saying there, don't play with it. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? You say, I'm going to quit this. Then what do? You played with it. Fell off. You're only dabbling in it, but for some reason you can get caught all the way up in it. That's why he says, don't play with it. Don't have anything to do with the acts of darkness. They don't produce anything good. And instead, he says, show what they're really like. Help them to understand what they're on. God wants better for you than pointless drama. Y'all know what I mean? There's conflicts in all kinds of relationships, and that's part of having relationships. And sometimes conflict helps us learn things, and God wants you to learn how to be a better person. But I don't know about you, but particularly with my family, there's a lot of pointless drama. That nothing's going wrong, someone will invent something just to kick it off and have it go around. I can't live my life that way. God wants better for me on that. And who am I to disagree with God on that? What am I going to try and campaign for something worse? I can't live this way. Neither can you. God wants better for you than manipulation. I want you to think about everything that someone says to you that has a manipulative tone to it. Somebody wants to make you afraid. Somebody wants to try and tell you who you are. Or somebody wants to try and dig up your past to say, now look, see, I remember you used to do this. And woo, woo, woo. And now you think you're better than us. And now you think you woo, woo, woo. That's manipulation. Trying to make me feel bad is a way to get me to do what you want to do. If you want me to do something for you, make me feel good, for heaven's sake. You don't even know how to manipulate. You got to tell these people what is wrong with them. You're too good for that. God wants better for you than that manipulation. I want better for you than that manipulation. I don't want you to be manipulated. Make your own decisions. Make your own mind up. Amen? Amen. I don't know what's wrong with that. You've made a right decision. I think you ought to feel good about it. I think somebody tries to make you feel bad about it. We need to put that back on them rather than just take it. God wants better for you than relationships that are based on getting high, going out dancing or whatever, or party, all that. That's not a relationship. When I stopped doing that in my own life, I had friends that say, why'd you go do that? We never hang out anymore. We're not friends anymore. Why aren't you friends with me anymore? I tried to try and explain to them, we just got high in the same room. That's not friendship. We didn't, you might have been telling me your life story. I wasn't taking it in. So we don't have a bond here, dude. We just got high in the same physical area. That's not a relationship. I've moved on. I want you to move on. God wants better for you than that. God wants better for you than this life of where we're avoiding things and we're using drugs and alcohol to avoid things. God wants better for you than that. That was my life. I'm talking about myself now. You know that liquid courage thing? That was me, That was what I had to do. God came into my life and said, I want better for you than that. This is not the life I want for you. I can give you courage. If you need courage, I'll give you courage. You can handle this. I got your back. You can handle it. You don't have to turn to these other things to try and deal with life. You can handle life on life's terms. God wants better for you than going through life feeling unsafe. Y'all know what I mean? Some of these brothers I see out there, it's like they're addicted to that street lifestyle, but they never have any peace. Never have any peace. And living life without peace, God, that's you're starting to sell yourself short. God wants better for you on that. I want better for you. I want you to want better for yourself. Here's another thing, and again, I'm pointing the finger at myself. I hope this applies to somebody in this room. But God wants better for you, and he wants better for me than taking dumb chances. You know what I mean? I took a lot of chances when I was younger. And some of it I got away with because I had skill. I don't want to say that I didn't have any skill. I was good at messing up, you know. But these were dumb chances. If I got caught at some of those things, and the Lord protected me. I know He protected somebody in this room from being caught up in something. But we took those dumb chances again and again, even after the Lord would bail us out. God wants better for you than to take those dumb chances, and because you're not going to get anything out of that. We had that way of just playing with it, flirting with it. I remember once, I'll tell you a quick story. I was hanging out with two of my friends, and they're two married guys. They're a little older than me, and I was single at the time. And there was this young gal that would always kind of come around and hang out with the three of us, you know, and I wasn't interested in her. And of course, these other guys are married and stuff, but she kind of liked all the attention, and she kind of, you know, she'd get to where she'd kind of be flirty and whatever. And, you know, maybe a few moves into that situation, one of these brothers spoke up, looked over at her, and said, "You need to get out of here. We're married. You don't need to be hanging out around us acting like that. If our wives are here, you wouldn't be acting like that. You need to just beat it." And my jaw was hanging open. I'd never heard a Christian talk to another Christian like that, ever. And her jaw was hanging open and said, what do you mean, and what are you implying, and what are you trying to say? He said, "What you need to do is get your narrow behind up and walk out that door, and I don't care what you think. Get to stepping." This gal, I mean, you have never seen anybody so mad in your life. She walked out that door, called him anything and everything but a white man, walked down the thing, and I said, she's gonna badmouth you to every dude she knows. And what on earth is gonna happen with you talking like that, whatever? And he pulled up and he said, "Here's what I want you to know. She hates me saying that, but the man that she marries, she's gonna require that man have the same attitude I just showed her. I taught her how her man should treat her. That's what just happened. She'll badmouth me, but she'll make sure she marries one just like me." See what I'm saying? That's wisdom. That's knowledge. It means sometimes you draw a hard line because you know that's going to be for somebody else's benefit. It's going to be for their good. And you're not trying to worry about everybody got to like me. You're more focused on making sure those people have a healthy life. Amen? Bottom line is this, and I'm going to take my seat. This is about the Bible term for everything that we're talking about here is conviction. When God comes to you, see the world deals in guilt, shame, making you feel bad. What God does is He brings conviction. And what that word conviction means is you're better than this. And God has better for you than this. He wants better for you than this. And He's opening that door for you. That word of conviction that I'm giving you here, that I'm urging you and exhorting you to take on, is to not live life the way you have in the past, because God has better for you. Amen? We love you. God bless you.